Half a league from the crossroads, a barricade of sharpened stakes had been erected, manned by pikemen and archers. Behind the line, the camp spread out to the far distance. Thin fingers of smoke rose from hundreds of cook fires. Mailed men sat under trees and honed their blades, and familiar banners fluttered from staffs thrust into the muddy ground. A party of mounted horsemen rode forward to challenge them as they approached the stakes. The knight who led them wore silver armour inlaid with amethysts and a striped purple and silver cloak. His shield bore a unicorn sigil, and a spiral horn 2 feet long jutted out from the brow of his horsehead helm. Tirion reined up to greet him. "Sir Flemont!" Sir Flemont Brax lifted his visor. "Tirion," he said in astonishment, "my lord, we all feared you'd dead, or—" He looked at the clansman uncertainly. "These companions of yours?"
"Bosom friends and loyal retainers," Tirion said. "Where will I find my lord father?"
"He has taken the inn at the crossroads for his quarters."
Tirion laughed. "The inn at the crossroads? Perhaps the gods were just after all."
"I will see him at once." "As you say, my lord."
Sir Flemont wheeled his horse about and shouted commands.